This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, February 18th. Well, soy and corn are mixed in Friday trading, but better than wheat. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
But wheat, on the other hand, really fell. The futures just raced to that $5 mark. You know, in 2 days, we were down 25 cents. It seems that yesterday's Valentine's Day massacre opened up the floodgates, and we had continued follow-through selling that pushed the market lower. But then it just kind of stopped, though. We know that $5 is a real benchmark here and a very big support number, and it's held so far. So we'll see. The export sales have been slow, and they're well behind last year, and it just seems the fewer acres that are going to be planted just have not really had any impact on the market. But today, not enough. So we have a long weekend coming up, and I think everyone kind of give up the ship a little bit, and we're going to restart it again on Tuesday. A short week next week, we could have a lot more volatility.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday down 2 3/4 at 503 1/4. March corn was unchanged at 374 3/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 620 to 650. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were down 5, ranging from 631.5 to 646.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were down 1 3/4, ranging from 668 to 678. Live cattle for February were up 50 cents at 126. 65. March feeder cattle were down $1.47.5 at $142.80, and February Class 3 milk was down a penny at $13.97.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.